Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又一次回到潘基 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey everyone, I'm Jason, and today we are talking about a very interesting and cool celebrity.
对，那就是我们大家都非常喜爱的李子柒，因为在三年没有上传任何视频，然后基本上大家也没有她的消息之后，她最近终于回来了。
That's right, she's back. Everybody wanted to see her, and she's finally back online.
And it's a beautiful comeback. 所以 comeback 我们也可以用成一个名词词组啊，就说这个复出真的是很美，因为她的视频都很美，再加上这一次又给大家带来新的感觉。
That's right. Yeah, she's back after a hiatus, right? Everyone wanted to see her, and now she's back. She made a comeback.
对，所以 hiatus 就是你可能停顿休息了一段时间啊。然后呢，今天我们的节目就会跟大家分享一下，因为最近在国外的媒体上面也对此有很多的报道，因为他的 YouTube channel 是破纪录嘛，有1200多万 subs 啊，就是说是全网订阅量最高的一个中文频道。
Yeah, she has this awesome global appeal. She's not only doing well and popular in China, she's popular everywhere, including YouTube.
对，没错。好，那国外的朋友为什么那么喜欢李子柒呢？我们今天就会跟大家来分享。好，那我觉得李子柒她真的是一个多才多艺。Well, she can do it all. 怪不得我们有一个 nickname 给她叫李万能。
Yeah, almost like Super Lee or something, right?
Lee can do it all, kind of.
That's right. 10,000 things, in fact.
对, from cooking, from making clothes, making all kinds of handicrafts, 然后还 make furniture 嘛。最近他那 comeback video 里面他就是给奶奶做了一个新的特别 elaborate 漂亮的漆的衣柜。
Yeah, and she does these things without modern tools, right? A lot of the time she's using these really old school tools and technology.
对，然后他还会真的自己造一个小房子，哎，他不是自己还有一个新的 video 就是给自己造了个更衣室嘛。Like, she can do all of these pretty much from scratch.
Yeah, it's really impressive. She's like almost completely self-sufficient.
对， from scratch 啊，就是你所有的东西都是从头来，不是说宜家我已经买了很多， all I need to do is to assemble, 来组装一下。
Yeah, that's right. Instead of just putting together some furniture that you buy at the store, she's making it from scratch, getting all the resources herself and using her own tools to build these things.
对，但是呢，我觉得她的视频也有一个很大反差点的，就是 when you think about building stuff, 然后我们觉得都是那种啊，好像 you know, big tough man, 然后那种就整个的 feel 是吧，整个的 vibe 都是那种比较 tough 的，可是他的内容你是看了以后非常舒缓，他的剪辑就不管他的拍摄和他的后期又是那种特别特别精致。
Yeah, exactly. Her videos are very soothing almost, right? It's like calming to watch the videos. It's not like some very fast social media video. It's very calming.
对，所以你刚刚用的那个 soothing 就是很舒缓的，对吧？就像你说的，跟现在整个的 you know, short videos 那种节奏很快，然后很聒噪的就完全不一样。而且他也很有剪辑才能 ，like all the videos are just so meticulously put together. So meticulous, 我觉得就是很能形容他。他做事情就是这样一丝不苟，然后非常的精致，非常的就像你说的 high production value, high quality.
Yeah, that's right. She's meticulously putting an effort into every little detail of not just the crafts but the editing too.
嗯，是，然后呢就搜了一下国外的就是对他的评论啊，就说他所 showcase 的这个农村的生活啊，当然我们以前也教过 rural life, 对吧，他给我们看到的是一个很美丽的，是一个像诗歌一样像画一样的田园生活。
Yeah, this very bucolic lifestyle, right? It's not just rural, it's beautiful rural.
哦，所以 beautiful rural 有一个英语词叫 bucolic, 是吧 ?B-U-C-O-L-I-C.
Yeah, it's kind of a formal word, but it's cool. It means, you know, the pleasant, the beautiful side of countryside living.
好，那这一次 after the three-year hiatus, 李子柒他就说在这个新的阶段 in this new stage, 他觉得自己有一个更加 pressing, 更加紧迫的使命，就是怎么去传承然后推广中国非常非常多的 disappearing, 或者知道的人不是那么多的非物质文化遗产。
That's right. Yeah, she's out to promote this intangible cultural heritage, right? These crafts and skills from Chinese culture.
对，所以非遗英语叫做 intangible cultural heritage, 对吧？ Intangible 就是无形的这个意思。
Yeah, it's something that doesn't have shape, something you can't touch, right?
Which I think is quite weird, 因为你看他又去什么学染布啊什么的 like those you can touch, but I get it, it's talking about the skill, the craft, 这个 craft 啊就是这个艺术手艺本身你是不能 touch 的对吧
Yeah, it's something you have to learn, right? And it's something you do and it has kind of deeper meaning, it's not just something tangible.
对对，其实现在不光是李子柒，有很多在这方面做很多努力 ，and then they have such a ingenious eye to mix the old with the new， 就是让这些 intangible cultural heritage 也展现在现代人能用到的生活用品 or different aspects of our life， which is really really cool and such a great way to not just preserve， 不光是帮我们保存下来，而且是 promote， 能够更加的把它发扬光大。
Yeah, make sure we don't forget these intangible cultural things, right? We want them to continue into the future.
对对，你 celebrate 它。现在有很多我们在日常生活中能用到的或者吃到的，就是很多这样非遗的传承下来的东西嘛。好，那我们今天节目的后半段呢，跟大家来聊一聊啊，国外很多网友的评论啊，为什么他们也那么爱我们的女神李子柒？里面有一些原因，我觉得真的蛮有意思的。比如说到为什么她是能够 successfully bridge the gap between Chinese culture and Western， 对吧？还有 Chinese audience and Western， 有一个很大的原因是。他的 video 里面他也不怎么讲话，所以就没有 language barrier.
Yeah, they're totally silent. There's no issue of, hey, what is she talking about? Turning on the captions, right? Anyone can watch it. Doesn't matter what language you speak.
对对，虽然现在啊，这些视频网站上面都有 AI 生成的字幕这些，但当你是一个 largely silent, 就是你做东西的声音 ,which I really enjoy, 它不管是炒菜啊还是它做 crafts, 就 you know the very kinetic sounds, 就是那个的声音、就觉得哦很好听是吧就很有感觉。
Yeah, it reminds me of those ASMR videos, have you seen those?
Yeah, 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 but let's not get into ASMR.
But it's like really pleasing sounds, right?
Yeah, very pleasing, right? 然后真的是把你带入到那个啊，怎么炒菜，怎么劈柴，怎么造个房子，对吧？小屋子。所以这个 largely non-speaking videos, 反正就是给了子柒一个 universal appeal. Universal 就是环球的嘛，就是 global, 然后 appeal 就是它的一个吸引力。
Yeah, that's right. Just means anyone can watch and enjoy these videos. They appeal to anyone and everyone.
对，那还有一个我觉得是很有 universal appeal 的，就是他的视频以及他所做的这些事情，你放在一起看是很美的，就是这个审美的水准是很高的。
Yeah, there's a very cinematic quality to her videos, and they're so aesthetically appealing, right? The visuals are great.
对你刚刚说的那个 aesthetically 啊，或者我们说 the aesthetics， 这个就是审美的意思 ，right？ 特别他现在也有一个小的团队嘛，你会看到他在做东西，而且里面还 interlace with a lot of like stunning landscapes， 就是他在的那个四川的地方，然后又看到日月星辰，然后。像他这次做那个 wardrobe 嘛，是说好像做了一年吧。And you see the change of not just the days, but the seasons and even like the year.
Yeah, that's really amazing, right? And in her most recent one too, she's playing the piano and the shot kind of pans out and you see these huge, beautiful snow-covered mountains.
对，其实很像看那个中国的水墨画 ,you know, the Chinese traditional water and ink painting, the landscape painting, 就是这样的一个意境。
Yeah, it makes you realize that those painters were inspired by the very same scenery, right?
是四川好地方啊，人杰地灵。四川，嗯，真是厉害啊。好，那当然讲到这个，不得不说说我们的中国文化，我们传统的文化，还有传统的这个生活方式。
Yeah, you have this traditional Chinese culture and lifestyle, kind of showing off the way people live in those rural areas.
对，因为这个我觉得不管是对于 global audience, 甚至是对于很多我们国内的观众，比如你从小生活生长在大城市的，你都不知道如果你生活在乡村是这样烧饭的，你一天是这样度日的。李子柒说过一句话，他说大家爱看我的这些技能啊，生活技能也好，这些很美的 crafts 的技能也好，对于我来说它就是一个 survival, 它就是一个求生技能或者 survival instincts, 求生本能。但是现在我把它变成了一个我的生活，而且是一个很美的生活。
Yeah, from the outside, it looks like this really artsy cool thing, but for her and for them, that's just basic living, right?
对对，因为我们看到的是现在 globally beloved, 对，大家都那么喜欢的李子柒，就是你真的是生活在那样环境里的一个普通人的话，可能他每天就是这样，只是 not necessarily 有拍出来那么美，或者用的 cookware 没有那么的漂亮，是吧？
Yeah, for them, it's just their life, right? But it's so interesting and appealing to us who live such a different life.
对，所以对于这些都市人来说啊，不管是在中国还是国外的朋友，都觉得 wow, it's really showing us something completely that we didn't know, right? 所以它也是让我们有了一个从现代快节奏生活当中稍微逃离一下、抽离一下的这样的一个空间。
Yeah, that's right. Her videos are kind of like a form of escapism, right? They let us escape our modern big city lives.
对，你刚刚说的这个 escapism 啊，很多时候它是作为一个负面的，对吧？好像你是逃避，然后是比较消极的，但是它也可以作为一个积极的褒义词，就像我们在这里说的，因为有的时候人间不拆嘛，人生很艰难，然后 you do need some form of escapism.
Yeah, right. It depends on what you're escaping from and what you're escaping to. If you're running away from your studies or your work and escaping to, you know, video games or some addiction or something, that's not good. But here, we're escaping into this beautiful countryside life that probably makes us feel calm and better.
Soothing, right? 我觉得你呢讲得很好啊。Depends on what you're escaping to. 因为我们 escape into 的是李子柒这样 high quality, 我觉得是很有养分的 really rewarding and nutritious content. 这就非常好，因为网上有很多你可以 escape into 的东西是 really not healthy, 对吧？
Yeah, it doesn't add anything to your life, right? Where this is inspiring, you know?
对对，所以呢，你刚刚说这个很 inspiring， 我觉得看到一样东西是怎么从无到有，从头到尾 from scratch 被做出来的，不管是一道菜，还是一件衣服，对吧？还是一个小屋子，这个里面的工艺，以及说，哇，她一个这样柔柔弱弱的小女生， she can do it all by herself， 这个很 inspiring 啊。
Yeah, I wonder how many people, and women, of course, too, that she's inspired to start learning these crafts. I bet it's thousands and thousands of people.
对啊，像我昨天看到他有一个视频，下面有一个是日本观众留言，他说我这个是用谷歌翻译，把我的日语翻译成中文，我留言给你。他说我看了你每一个视频，我觉得好敬佩你。我相信中国很多很多的女性都是你这样勇敢、聪明，就勤劳勇敢的中国人，善良。然后，哇，我看那个很感动。And then really, when you read these comments on YouTube, 就是会发现真的世界各地的人看他的 video, 就像你说的 like, just be having been inspired by this very genuine, 特别简单的一个东西。
Yeah, that's right. She's really focusing on this craftsmanship, right? Really showcasing this to the whole world and showing off this kind of self-reliance, right?
对， 就是哎呀，好多年前我们就有说 DIY 嘛，然后特别我觉得现在全球的大家都越来越重视这个可持续的生活生存方式 sustainable living，很多东西可以复用 reuse， 很多东西也许我们可以变废为宝，或者拿一些 natural material 我们自己做，大家都有越来越强的这个意识，所以李子柒的内容正好就是很 really appeal， 又到那个词对吧， really appeal to this need。
Yeah, not only that, the nature and all the craftsmanship, but she also has these really relatable themes of family, right?
都是他奶奶啊，Jason， 我不知道你知不知道他的背景故事，就是他从小就父母离异，然后后来，你像爸爸也是很早去世了吧 ？So she was raised by her 爷爷奶奶，然后爷爷又在他比较小的时候 passed away， 所以基本上是他奶奶一个人非常辛苦的把他抚养大，然后他现在 ，you know， she's taking great care of her grandma。
Yeah, it must not have been easy, that's for sure, for her grandma. But that's a wonderful, beautiful relationship they have, right?
是，所以你真的可以从他们的互动里面看到，就是他奶奶虽然你觉得现在是看起来老人年纪很大，但其实我看到他奶奶就觉得很 lovable, 因为人老了 in many ways 就像一个小孩。So now it's Li Ziqi's turn to take care and also spoil her grandma, right? 我觉得她的 video, 她是很宠奶奶啊，就做好多好吃的菜给奶奶，然后给奶奶做衣柜，做衣橱这样。
Yeah, that's right. And not only is it really moving and beautiful, it's something we can all relate to. Of course, we all have grandparents, we all have parents, we have these relationships.
对，就亲情嘛，真的就是 what is more universal and more global than that 啊。好，那我们今天的节目真的非常开心跟大家分享，就现在也算是我们的骄傲啊，李子柒，看他不仅在中国，然后在全世界都受到这样大的欢迎。It doesn't just speak to her talent and her dedication, hard work. 我觉得这个真的也是 speaks to the beauty and the strength and the power, 就我们现在常说的这个 soft power of Chinese culture.
Yeah, exactly. She's almost become like a cultural ambassador, right? She's helping to promote the soft power of Chinese culture.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿，非常感谢大家的收听，我们下次再见。
All right, thanks for listening and see you next time.